gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome once again. Thank you very much for joining us for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking Ford stuff with one of the chief guys from SVT. That's the special vehicle team division of Ford. They've got a brand new high-performance truck that they're about to unleash, and a little bit different from their last rendition, which was the F-150 Lightning pickup truck. But we're going to talk to him about not only this vehicle called the Raptor, but we're also going to be talking to him about the Shelby GT500 as well as his work on the Ford GT supercar a number of years back. Hour number two of the program will bring us Jeff Bressler's Motorsports Report. It will also bring us a visit with Bob Sanborn from the SFR Corporation. I just learned about this corporation and their products, and I'm very impressed with what I've seen and heard, and I can't wait to talk to this gentleman in the second hour of the program. Also in the second hour of the program, we'll be joined by Nick Waller from the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, doing a little preview of what's going to be happening exactly 2 weeks from today at the Pebble Beach Happening. Of course, the Pebble Beach week there in Northern California has really expanded, into a full week's worth of activity. In hour number three of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by David Gooding. He is the president and CEO of Gooding & Company. They are one of the big auctions happening during the Pebble Beach extravaganza. Also, in hour number three of the program, Susan Sizemore from Bridgestone Firestone will be walking up to the microphone and joining us for a discussion on a contest that they've been running involving teens and videos and a number of other issues as well. Along the way, of course, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number, and we'll take your emails as well. The email is bob@autoworldradio.com. And, of course, if you've won a prize here on the program in the past, I always like to say this from time to time, if you won a prize and for whatever reason you did not receive the prize, I'd appreciate you dialing me up via email and letting me know exactly when you won, and we will rectify the situation ASAP. And our toll-free contact line is available from across North America. It is toll-free, so feel free, as my friend Mort White likes to say, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But first, a quick look at the automotive news, and the automotive news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit their website. It's www.goldeagle.com. Well, one of the big stories of this past week is the revolving around the Cash for Clunkers program, the government-funded program, and they have officially passed additional cash for the CARS program. It is called officially the Car Allowance Rebate System. The U.S. has infused another $2 billion into the popular program. Unofficial reports were coming in late last week that roughly 250,000 vehicles have already been turned into the CARS program. And it sapped up the $1 billion in funding completely dry, ending the program after less than a week. The program had been originally planned to last until November 1st. The early end caught many by surprise and created a lot of major headaches for both consumers, dealers, and the government. To appease the public's lust for the program, the House of Representatives fast-tracked a bill that will add, as I said, another $2 billion in funding. Nissan is looking at some turbocharging alternatives for future vehicles, including the Z-Car. We had a turbocharged, actually a twin-turbocharged Z-Car in the early 90s, and it looks like Nissan is playing around with the idea of turbocharging the present 370Z or perhaps the next-generation replacement for that vehicle as the performance ante continues to rise across the board. Of course, that is counterbalanced by the ever-increasing fuel economy standards. You'll notice a number of manufacturers have re-embraced turbo technology. BMW has a number of vehicles now equipped with six-cylinder turbo engines, and they also have an eight-cylinder twin-turbo engine. We're going to see more from BMW on that score. Ford, of course, has their new EcoBoost V6 power plant, and reports have it that Ford is going to be integrating that technology into some four-cylinder power plants in the not-too-distant future. Some of the other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles include the fact that at the upcoming Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, there is going to be a world debut of a production vehicle from Infiniti. It is going to be the next generation M, the M35 and M45, the mid-size, mid-luxury offering from the Infiniti brand will be shown to the press at the Pebble Beach event, and I would imagine they will also show it off in public. That is definitely going to be an interesting offering at Pebble Beach. Another interesting offering is the Concorso Italiano event, which is happening on the Friday before Pebble Sunday. Jay Leno is going to be honored there, along with a number of other folks. One thing that caught my eye today from the Concorso Italiano website is the fact that there's a company out there right now that's turning out a very cool-looking Corvette-esque Italian vehicle. They're basically using the Corvette underpinnings, but giving the Corvette body a little bit of Italian styling treatment. And we'll talk more about that show, that car, on future editions of Auto World. I'll see if I can get a representative from the company on the program in the not-too-distant future. Audi is promising more product across the board, but, however, not all of the vehicles from Audi are going to be sold here in the U.S. Hyundai's U.S. CEO, John Krafcik, has been quoted as saying earlier this year that flat is the new up. And by that measure, Audi is riding high. Global sales fell 11% in the first half of 2009, versus 18% for the whole industry. So Audi is actually doing quite well. What's more, Audi was comparing its number to a record-setting 2008. In North America, sales fell 12% in the first half of the year versus a one-third drop in sales for the industry. More importantly, Audi is making money. Its global first-half profit was 823 million euro. That translates into $1.17 billion. It's still off 36.6%, but the CEO of the company says, we're the most profitable premium manufacturer at the moment, as both German and Japanese brands continue to suffer not only here in the United States of America, but also they are having trouble in their domestic home front countries. We're going to step aside for some important messages, and then we're going to talk Ford high-performance stuff. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stay-Bill prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stay-Bill.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 31st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 937.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $964, $482 for the half ounce, or $241 for the quarter ounce. That's 964, 482, and 241.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. We very much appreciate you spending this time with us each and every week. And we're having a little bit of connection problem with our scheduled guest from the Ford Motor Company from the SVT side of things. This gentleman was going to be telling us about the Raptor. Hopefully we'll connect with him in the next few moments. But if not, we'll move on to other things. But let me tell you briefly a little bit about the Raptor. It was introduced actually about 9 months or 10 months ago, something like that, however long ago last November was, 8-9 months ago, at the SEMA show in Las Vegas. This was the successor to the very popular at one time F-150 Lightning pickup truck, which was the supercharged two-wheel drive pickup truck from the Ford Motor Company. Ford this time around took a totally different take on doing an SVT treatment on the new F-150 Ford. They went with an off-road racing type of theme, and that's what this vehicle is. I mean, it is basically the ultimate off-road high-performance vehicle, utilizing a lot of cool technology. I know that shock absorber system on this particular vehicle costs more than the engine, which tells you it's a serious bit of machinery, to say the least. And a couple of different engines. There'll be an initial engine, and then there'll be an all-new 6.2-liter V8 engine putting out more than 400 horsepower after the first of the year or so. We'll see this car, this truck, I should say, available at most Ford dealerships come this August. So we're just a little bit around the corner from actually seeing them out there. It's a very mean-looking machine. Our telephone number is toll-free from across North America. We're going to throw out a trivia question, so we want to make sure that you've got the telephone number at the ready. So let's get the trivia question ready to go. And the trivia question is about an original Ford SVT product. However, back then, it was called SVO. What was the Ford product during the decade of the 1980s that wore the badge SVO? There was only one particular year that, one particular model, I should say, that wore the SVO badge, and it was only for about 3.5 years, and then that went away. And then eventually the SVO, which stood for Special Vehicles Operations, morphed into SVT. But what was that first SVO product from the Ford Motor Company back in the 1980s, early 80s? Telephone 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Matt is standing by, ready to take your calls. And we've got a cool prize that we're going to be giving away coming up real soon. We may even do it next week with the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. We're going to take all the people that have won in the last few weeks and throw them in the big barrel and give it a spin and come out with the big winner. But you can get in on the action right now if you can call in and tell us what was the Ford product that had the SVO badge in the early 1980s. Which particular Ford model? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. If you pick up the September issue of Motor Trend Magazine, something very interesting we've done. It's the 60th anniversary of the magazine in September, so the editors of Motor Trend have come up with the 60 coolest cars of the last 60 years. Now, this is going to be pretty controversial, there's no question about it, because there are a number of them in there that I think deserve to be in there, and there are a number of them that, in my opinion, I don't think are cool at all. But nevertheless, Art St. Antoine, who is Motor Trend's editor-at-large, along with executive editor Matt Stone, put this together after all of the Motor Trend editors, including myself, were asked to nominate various vehicles. I don't know how. I'm going to have to ask both those guys how they came up with that distinct top 60, but I'll throw that one out there as a question for you as well. If you could nominate your favorite cool car from the last 60 years, so we're talking in 1949, what was the coolest car, or the few coolest cars of the 1980s, of the last 60 years, I should say. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Listening on 93 WKCT, James joins us in Kentucky. Hello there, James. Thanks for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing great, sir.
Excellent. Well, let me see if we can get you to answer the trivia question. The trivia question is about Ford's sports division, which back in the early 80s was called SVO, stood for Special Vehicle Operations. Today it's called SVT for the Special Vehicle Team. Which Ford product back in the early 80s wore that SVO badge?
I think it was a Ford Taurus.
You think it was a Taurus?
I think.
Well, it's a good guess, but unfortunately it's not a correct guess. Let me get your nomination for the coolest car of the last 60 years. What would you nominate?
The Grand National.
Oh, the Grand National from Buick. Excellent. Did you have any experience either owning one or?
No, I just owned a regular Buick, but I didn't have the Grand National. I always wanted it, and my cousin bought one.
Yeah.
And I drove it. It was nice.
It's a nice vehicle, very fast, deceptively fast, and they did a limited edition of that vehicle in its last year called the GNX.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the most sought after one of all. But if you look around, sometimes you can see those at a semi-reasonable price. I think as the years go on, we'll see them at even more affordable. But you're a man with exquisite taste, and we thank you very much for calling into the broadcast. Don't be a stranger. Please call us again.
Thank you, sir. God bless America. God bless.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. It's toll-free from all across the land. If you're listening in Maine, if you're listening in Hawaii, we can get your call here at 800-259-9231. We got the question out there about Ford. Back in the early 1980s, they had an SVO product. Only one product wore this badge. It came out in the year 1983. And I believe it was a 1983 and a half model. And I believe it all ended in 1986. And there was only one Ford product that wore that badge. Give us a call right now at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We're not talking Mercury's. We're talking Ford's. We're going to be joined by the chief nameplate engineer for the special vehicle team at the Ford Motor Company. He is standing by to tell us all about the Raptor. But before we talk to that gentleman, let's talk to John, who joins us in Tennessee. John, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing better every week, getting over my flu, so thank God for that. Let's see if we can nail this question here. A perfect segue into our guest. Back in 1983, Ford had a product called that was badged SVO. One product that was badged SVO at that time, it stood for Special Vehicle Operations. And it was only offered for a few years, but what was that Ford SVO product from the early 1980s?
It was the SVO Mustang. It was a turbocharged intercooled 2.3 liter with a offset wood scoop to the passenger side.
Very good. Boy, you remember that vehicle well. Did you ever own one or have experience with it?
I drove one home several times.
Very good. And nowadays, especially the latter one, I believe the last year was 86 for that, and they're pretty collectible.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So let me get your nominee here following up on Motor Trend's 60th anniversary. If you had to name the coolest car of the last 60 years, which car would get the nod?
The coolest car of the last 60 years. Well, I'm real partial to the 2010 Mustang.
Very good. Any particular one, the GT or the GT500, or just the regular Mustang?
Or the GT500.
Oh, yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Well, the gentleman that we're going to talk to in a moment worked on that, so we'll have to definitely get his take on that. And in the meantime, congratulations. We're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Hang on the line there for Matt, and thanks for listening in Tennessee.
Thank you, Bob.
Excellent. Now we go once again to the man who is responsible for the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500. He's also responsible for the brand new upcoming Ford Raptor as chief nameplate engineer for the special vehicle team at the Ford Motor Company. Let's welcome Jamal Hamidi to the airways of Auto World. Jamal, thanks for calling in. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine. And that gentleman, he said the coolest car in the last 60 years is a 2010 Shelby GT500. What do you think?
Yeah, how about that? That's pretty good. That's pretty high praise considering there's been some incredible cars in the past 60 years.
There certainly have been. And as we chatted a little while back with you on my Motor Trend show, you were involved in one of my favorite cars of the last 60 years, and that's the Ford GT Supercar. And what a project that must have been to work on. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how it went down. I mean, this was a time when Ford was about to celebrate its 100th anniversary, and Nick Shayla at that time was the chief guy at Ford, and he gave it the go-ahead, but you guys had been working on it for quite some time.
Yeah, and it was really a chance, you know, with the with Ford celebrating the 100-year anniversary, the centennial, it was really a chance for Ford Motor Company to really just make a statement about this is all the engineering prowess we've accumulated in the past 100 years, and this is, you know, it's a pretty powerful statement when a small group of engineers can go off and do something that they've never done before, which is, you know, make an aluminum space frame mid-engine supercar that competes with the likes of Ferrari right off the bat.
And, of course, talk about a collectible vehicle today. That is a highly sought-after piece, and I expect will be for many, many years to come. Ford really invented the, you know, of course, the German brands and a number of other brands of high-performance divisions, but here in America, you guys were the first with the original SVO Mustang, and then it morphed into SVT, but over the years there have been SVT Mustangs, of course, and there have been SVT, there was an SVT Focus, and a couple of different renditions of the SVT F-150 Lightning. Now, the latest vehicle is about to hit showrooms, and this is based on the all-new Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford F-150, but it's the Raptor, and it's not going in the same direction as the F-150 Lightning. You guys decided to do something totally different. Tell us all about it, Jamal.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Raptor is kind of, well, it's a pretty radical departure from what other people have done for performance trucks and really what SVT had done for performance trucks. And kind of how it ended up being an off-road truck was that, you know, we kind of looked at doing another version of a Lightning, and we also looked at maybe some of the other niche markets for performance trucks out there. And some of the data that we saw was that, you know, the off-road market was really a growing market, and especially when it came to, you know, kind of a high-speed off-road truck. Really, no one had ever done that. So it just like the Lightning, the first go-around was a pretty innovative pickup truck for a street performance truck. We had an opportunity to do something really innovative and something no one has ever done before.
And you guys unveiled this vehicle at a very unique venue, the SEMA show in Las Vegas last year. How come you decided to use that venue?
Well, it was there was a couple of reasons. One was it was right in the heart of you know, the Southwest, where people instantly know what a pre-runner is and what kind of a Baja Desert racing vehicle is.
Good point.
And then the other thing is that it gave us the chance to demonstrate when we, and this was another thing that we had never really done before, is that the day before we revealed the truck, we gave the media rides in the truck. And we really wanted to do that because as cool as the Raptor looked, you really have to ride in it or take, you know, go for a ride at 100 miles an hour across the desert in order to really just appreciate the complete capability of the vehicle.
Oh, that's very cool indeed. As a New England boy here who has spent a lot of time in California over the last decade, I know what you mean about that, you know, being in that neck of the woods, Nevada and California. The folks out there, you know, are so much more into the off-roading than folks in New England or the Midwest or the South. And now that you bring up one of the reasons why you chose Las Vegas, it makes perfect sense to me. And it also makes perfect sense to me that you guys are already racing a R version of the F-150 Raptor. And so far, you've had some great racing success. Tell us about that.
Well, it started as when we went and were developing a Raptor, we had to set up our normal SVP products. We usually do go to a road course and do a 12 or 24 hour track durability. And so we had to create the off-road equivalent of that for the Raptor. And so we set up a 62 mile loop and we did 1,000 miles, for our prototypes to make sure that they would be durable in a high speed desert environment. So kind of the next progression from that was just, hey, we've already gone 1,000 miles. Let's go to the Baja.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell everybody about this amazing high-performance vehicle from Ford. This is Auto World. For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Chuck's, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
We are live across North America. Thank you very much for joining us, and we want to invite you to check out GCNLive.com. There you can listen to a live stream of the show when you're away from your favorite radio station. You can also check out archives of this very same program. Also subscribe to a podcast of the very same show, Auto World, as well as many other shows. So check it out, GCNLive.com. My name again, Bob Long, along with Jamal Hamidi, who is a gentleman from the Ford SVT division. He is a chief nameplate engineer. We're talking about the Raptor. Before we go back to the Raptor, got an email question here on the Shelby GT500. The gentleman's name, excuse me, is Brendan, and Brendan's in Massachusetts, and he wants to know, does the GT500 Mustang undergo the same type of durability testing that you're talking about with the Raptor?
Yes, actually, it does. We do a 12-hour track durability for every time we come out with a new model year. We put it through a 12-hour track durability, and we usually pick either a local road course, or sometimes we go down to Firebird in Arizona or another road course.
Great.
And that's something that we do for every SVT product.
Wonderful. So this SVT Raptor, the F-150, is going to be available in August or so?
Yes, we're actually shipping them out to dealers as we speak.
And right off the bat, it's equipped with a 320-horsepower, three-valve, 5.4-liter V8, and it also puts out substantial torque, and priced at a very reasonable, as far as I'm concerned, $38,995, considering the amount of gear that you guys have put into this vehicle. Let's talk about the suspension and some of the trick stuff that you've got going on.
Well, the suspension and the chassis, really the key to an off-road vehicle is really the chassis and the suspension. It means as much to the functionality of the vehicle as the engine does to a street performance vehicle. So we put a lot of time and effort and money into re-engineering the suspension. So the suspension is completely re-engineered, and it's all new from the base F-150. It's got a 7-inch wider track. It's got a completely new front A-arms and upper arms, lower arms, tie rods, half-shaft joints, and it's got the first-ever patented internal bypass racing shocks by Fox Racing. And that's some pretty incredible hardware for a vehicle coming out of an OEM.
It definitely is. And down the line, I know that come this winter, you're going to have another engine available, a 6.2 liter V8.
Yeah, the 6.2 liter, it'll be coming out this winter. And that's an all new V8 architecture for Ford Motor Company. And it's, it doesn't share anything with the modular engine family. It's all new. It's a big bore engine. And it's really going to be a special. It's great in the Raptor. Sounds incredible. There's just an amazing induction noise with it. It really makes the Raptor sound like a race truck.
That's great. And of course, the Raptor has got a real impressive look. I mean, those are some pretty tall tires you're riding on, and just the overall width widening of the stock F-150. Frame and body pieces just make it look mean. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you see it in person for the first time, you just look at it and say, wow, that thing has serious street presence. It's so aggressive looking, and it's all just, all the styling is really, it's not styled, it's what we have to do to fit all the functional hardware and the long travel suspension and the big tires, but it really has a lot of street presence.
So this racing version, the R race truck, really is only slightly modified from what folks are going to be able to buy at their nearby Ford dealer.
Yeah, we ended up really not having to modify the R version very much, so. We're pretty excited about, and we're pretty proud of the capability of the Raptor right off the showroom floor. And you know, one of the biggest things that we're excited about is it's not a truck for just the guys living in the Southwest. It's so comfortable on the highway because of its off-road long travel suspension that the vehicle is very relevant for people in the Midwest or out on the East Coast.
Absolutely, and of course you can get a luxury package that includes such stuff as leather 10-way heated power front sport seats and power adjustable pedals, and you've got other accent and graphics packages available. So this could be somebody's daily driver. It looks like you put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it being an F-150. The F-150 is such an incredible truck to start with. The features that come on an F-150 are, the best in the business. So we could just cherry pick those features that we wanted. And, it makes for a tremendous all-around pickup truck.
Let's talk a little bit about the braking capability of this vehicle. Does it have extra special brakes?
Yeah, it actually has an upgraded brake package that you'll also be able to get on 2010 F-150s, and these brakes are just incredible. They're bigger rotors, bigger calipers, and it really stops the vehicle on a dime on road. And then it also, off-road, it also, along with some of the changes we've done with the electronics, we've really come up with an ABS braking strategy that, I think for the first time works properly in the dirt and really keeps that truck stopping in a really short distance off-road, too.
Explain that a little bit more for our listeners, Jamal.
Well, one of the complaints about off-roaders has been that ABS doesn't work in an off-road environment. The brakes start pulsing. And actually, the stopping distances increase because the whole system is tuned to stop and maintain control in on a paved road. So what we've done is we have this thing called an off-road mode, and what it does is it transforms all of the vehicle's electronic systems, not just the braking system, but the braking system. It allows a certain amount of lockup, and so that the tire can stop, it locks up, and it actually plows a little bit of dirt, and it helps the truck just really, really stop. From an 80 mile an hour like maximum stop, the Raptor will really, it'll generate so much braking force that it will literally put an occupant, you know, tied up against their seatbelt. It's really amazing.
Where is the best place for folks to get more information on the F-150 Raptor? Is there a specific web destination that you recommend?
Well, we have a dedicated Raptor website on the Ford Vehicles portal, so you can go online, and the Raptor website has all the configurations. It's got some really cool videos and a lot of pictures, so that's really a great place. And then now, since they're for sale at your Ford dealer, you can go into a Ford dealer and ask about it there.
And I know you were telling me a couple of weeks back there that the suspension componentry is actually more expensive than the engine. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. The Fox Racing shocks, they are they're very expensive componentry. I mean, you just look at them and, you know, see all the anodized aluminum hardware and everything. And but yeah, we the two interesting things about the shock are just our shock oil, because we've got some very expensive, exotic, high-temperature shock oil. The oil in our shocks costs more than most other pickup truck shocks, and our shock costs about as much as a V6 engine.
Wow. Well, Jamal, thank you very much for coming on board and telling us all about the F-150 SVT Raptor, and we look forward to getting you back with us soon.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program. I'm Bob Logg, and thanks for listening to Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.